I was in Ho Chi Minh City once again on this trip and visited some of the projects that the Archdiocese is working on, especially a program for women and children called the My Tom Center. My Tom means the love of the Mother of God, and you certainly see the love of our Blessed Mother and of the Church in this program. Father John Twy, a young chameleon father, accepts women who are living with HIV. Many of them have been abused women, have been drug users or the partners of drug users, and some were involved in sex work as well. They found themselves infected. They were rejected by their families. A number of them already had children or were pregnant, and the My Tom Center has given them a place to live, a place to be loved, a place to get treatment for their illnesses, including antiretroviral treatment, and then a place where they could begin to start a whole new life. And so I visited a flower shop that was started by Father John and the women, and they're doing very, very well. They make flower arrangements not only for the local people, but then also for some of the businesses in Ho Chi Minh City. The day that I went there, they had already sold out of flowers, and it was only at 10 in the morning. So they were very proud of their accomplishments that day and other days. I then visited a sewing program that the women are doing, and then a number of health clinics that have been started by the same Archdiocese of Ho Chi Minh City, where some of the people living with AIDS have been trained to be nurses' aides and nurses, and they've gotten their licenses to be nurses, and they're now helping the people coming in with AIDS and with other illnesses.
Stigma around HIV and AIDS is still a huge problem, though, isn't it, in Vietnam? How are you helping, perhaps, to try and break through that taboo, as it were?
Well, one way is to try to help people get a profession for themselves and be able to work and feel better about themselves. Then they're more willing to share their own life experiences with others. Then at the opposite end of that whole spectrum is the fact that Father John will take in these women. And also, when I went there just a couple of days before, a child had been abandoned in front of the house. So it kind of shows the total stigma and rejection of people with AIDS, but then also people who are able to build a new life project for themselves. And then there's the whole thing in between, the fact that Father John has worked very hard to get the children into schools. Sometimes the other students and the parents of other students don't know that they're living with HIV, but just the fact that they could be educated and not just hidden in the shelter, but also now being able to go to school and being able to enter into society. The newest project that they're starting in the Archdiocese of Ho Chi Minh City is to bring some of the adolescents who are living with HIV to a new center, an independent living center. So already trying to prepare for the fact that these children will live. They're getting treatment now and prepare them for independent living in the future.
Each time I ask you this question, but over the past year or so, what kind of stories, what kind of people have you met perhaps who give you most hope that there really is the possibility of an AIDS-free world?
Well, I meet the people who are living with HIV, but are living and living positively and living a life to the full. In this last trip to Vietnam, I met a man who was a drug user, was imprisoned in a drug rehabilitation center in Vietnam, was dying, literally dying, and he recovered because of the love that the Catholic Church gave him in that center. The sisters didn't want to see him go back into the regular prison, and so they trained him to be a nurse's aide in the hospice they were running in that prison. And eventually he finished his term, and now he's a nurse's aide in one of the clinics being run by the Archdiocese of Ho Chi Minh City. And the moment I walked in, he looked at me and he said, "You came to visit me." And that was 5 years ago. But he remembered that I had gone to that prison, and that meant something to him. But then, you know, I reminded him of the great good that he's doing now. In the program for children that's being run in the Archdiocese of Ho Chi Minh City, I met a nurse, fully qualified nurse who literally was on her deathbed, but she got access to medicines because of that church program, and then the church worked very, very hard and at many odds to get her accepted into nursing school and to be licensed as a nurse, and she's now the nurse in this home for mothers and babies with AIDS. That makes me really get the hope that they can have a new life, and not only that they're now enjoying life for themselves, but they're dedicating their lives now to helping other people.
And also helping to bring the church's values into the heart of society, because particularly if you're talking about Vietnam, so often the church has a very difficult time trying to make its rights respected.
The church does have a very difficult time, and yet, again, when you talk to the people who are living with HIV, they want to go to those church programs because they know that there's a love that drives those programs that they cannot find in many of the public hospitals or even some of the private hospitals that are not church-related. And I think that very much connects with the message that our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, has been giving to us about charity, that charity is not just something that's a philosophical principle, and it's not just being good professionals, although certainly the church's charitable workers need to be good professionals as well, but it's driven by a love of Jesus and a personal relationship with Jesus that then is translated into the love that we feel from God into our own love for other people.